Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. On a Sunday evening that is nice right now and cold and rainy in southeastern Michigan there. Hopefully you guys got a little bit more mercy around the state of Michigan and around the country there in your weather forecast there. It's going to be very wet for us for the next 2 days. That's the weather report, folks. Tune in at 11. No, right now it's about 7:51 doing this podcast here on Butch on Sports. And again, always, thanks for tuning in. Let's have at it with some spores and scores and flips and lips that you can't get enough of. Or maybe you can't. Or can. Detroit Lions, again, lose another game to the Los Angeles Rams. This is by the final score, 28-19. Lions started off the scoring with a 63-yard pass to Swift. After that, Mr. Siebert kicking field goals. Lions just couldn't get it over the end zone after that. Well, the Los Angeles Rams did their time with their veteran core of receivers and quarterback, such as Matthew Stafford, and a good defense to boot, too. Gave the Detroit Lions a hot seat again. The game was maybe somewhat close in the first half there. Give credit to both teams for playing a stellar game. Plus, the Detroit Lions played some goody plays, a fake field goal and a fake kickoff that basically they were very successful for. Maybe the Lions have to do a little bit more surprising and a little bit more trickery in their game to kind of somewhat keep competitive. Because, again, the offense is not getting it in the end zone. So, with that all said, Lions 7-0, or 0-7, I should say. Don't give them credit for what they didn't deserve. Detroit Red Wings are playing right now. They won the zip over Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks have not won a game this year. Red Wings have an outstanding opportunity. Tyler Bertuzzi is back in the lineup as a he was stopped at the prior at the border in going into Canada because he can't because he has not been vaccinated. Red Wings are kind of slippy-dippy in down the road to no return. I know Philippe Hornick has been benched 2 games right now for his shabby defensive play there. And I guess the head coach of Detroit Red Wings is trying to serve a message to all his players that they will sit or rot or get sent to Grand Rapids or parts unknown if they can't produce this upcoming season, which is a pretty good doggone message right now. You're going to do it right now. The Detroit Pistons are 0-2 with this season, okay? They lost to the Chicago Bulls, a final score of 97-82 last night. The Bulls' defense is not joking. I'm going to put it that way to you. They are not joking. And they weren't. The Pistons find out. Pistons got to shoot the ball right here. They got to stop looking at them doggone three-pointers as a savior to the masses because it's not. Shoot them 13, 14-footers and get a layup, cool. But you're not a very good three-point shooting team. I'm sorry. That's a high priority in your game plan. It ain't going to work, at least not right now. You're long from being a proficient three-point shooting team. Talk about the Pistons, that is. The Houston Astros are headed to the World Series. The Astros closed out the American League Championship Series with a dominant 5-0. Win in game number 6 to beat the Boston Red Sox Friday night at Minute Maid Park. That officially secures them for their third trip to the World Series in 5 years. We're talking about, yes, the Houston Astros. And the Atlanta Braves, thanks to another hot hitting night from Eddie Rosario, closed out the Los Angeles Dodgers with a 4-2 win in game number 6 of the National League Championship Series at Truist Park in Cook County or Cobb County in Atlanta there. Atlanta is advancing to its first World Series since 1999. That's a long time, too, but that's okay. They're going to the World Series. Atlanta and Houston, two down south teams. Boy, I bet you one thing for sure. The eating for any visitors or the teams going down there, it's going to be good. Tell you that right now. The Northwestern Wildcats made the game close for the University of Michigan thanks to a 75-yard scamper by Evan Hall. At that point in time, Michigan was leading 10-7 at halftime. However, University of Michigan came out there and scored 23 unanswered points in the second half to put the game away, and they win by a final score of 33-7. Which brings me to my another next part. Michigan State is next with a week off to prepare for the University of Michigan for them to travel up to East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans. I don't know what to say, but right now, early in the betting line there, which I do not participate here, and just want to repeat that, University of Michigan on a four-point edge over Michigan State. This is going to be a close, good slobber knocker this upcoming Saturday at 12 o'clock in East Lansing, I tell you. Now, as I've done in weeks past, I will give you the ranking of the coaches, top 25. We'll start off with 25, North Carolina State Wolfpack, 24, Coastal Carolina, 23, Iowa State, 22, UTSA, that's the University of Texas in San Antonio, 8-0, by the way, there. Auburn Tigers, they're 5-2. They're 21. San Diego State, 20 at 7-0. Pitt Panthers, 6-1 at 19. At 18, the Baylor Bears, 6-1. 17, the Penn State Nittany Lions, who got beat this up last Saturday. I don't know. 9 overtimes. Come on, kids. 16 is SMU. 7-0, by the way. 15 is Oklahoma State Cowboys. They're 6-1. 14 is Texas A&M Aggies. They are 6-2. 13 is the Wake Forest Demon Deacons at 7-0. Number 12 is Kentucky Wildcats, who got it handed to them on a slab last weekend. Oh, boy. I'm just so sorry. They were ranked so nuts. They're number 12 right now. Number 11 is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish there. They're 6-1. 10 is Iowa Hawkeye, 6-1. 9 is the Ole Miss Rebels at 6-1. 8 is the Oregon Ducks, 6-1. 7 is Michigan State Spartans, 7-0. 6 is the Michigan Wolverines, 7-0. 5 is the Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't know how the hell they do that, but they're ranked number 5 at 6-1. Cheaters. Number 4 is the Oklahoma Sooner at 8-0. Number 3 is the Alabama Crimson Tide, 7-1. Number 2 is the Cincinnati Bearcats until somebody beat them up. They're number 2 at 7-0. Don't be surprised if somebody don't go ahead of them, like a major college, like Ohio or State or Alabama. I don't know. Why? Why? Number 1 is the Georgia Bulldogs at 7-0. 7 and zippy roo here. So you have it all with those rankings of college football integrity. Now, you know, there are going to be some teams that are not going to be getting a whole lot of votes and a lot of rankings there. I think next Sunday we'll go over that because it's getting close to the edge there where basically right now most of these teams have maybe as much as 4 games to go before their season is done, or maybe they have 3 games to go and they'll have a friendly playoff in their leagues to find out who's a who's the best of the best. But there you have it right now, boys and girls. I know all the rankings are going to be coming out Monday, like the USA ranking and stuff like that there. Be very curious to look at them. Probably talk about that on the show tomorrow. Yes, the show. Yes. Have you heard? The Game Sports Show. Okay? And on ESPN 1400. Or should I say 1400 ESPN in Sault Ste. Marie? Either way it goes, we'll probably talk about it tomorrow. Myself, Scott Nason, and other guests. I think Brother Watson's going to be on this week. Join on in the festivities there. That'll be pretty interesting indeed. The state of Michigan have now determined their particulars who's going to be representing football. All those 256 teams who are picked in those particular regions, divisions 1 through 8, and the four regions that they play in, and stuff like that there, and districts 1 and district 2s. Kind of get messed up by it, but I looked at the particular situation tonight there, and I saw some interesting things. They're interesting, at least in southeastern Michigan. I picked Division 3, Region 4, District 1. It's a Warren Fitzgerald, they're 8-1, versus Martin Luther King at 8-1. That's going to be a doggone good game. The winner of that game will win the division, that particular division, or district, I should say, because the winner will be playing the winner of the River Rouge at Harper Woods game. That's going to be a bone buster indeed. And again, I said something about points this year, okay? Although Warren Fitzgerald is 8-1, their point is 53.222, okay? Martin Luther King's at 56 points. 7-2-2. So we're talking about the competitive edge. Although the wins are there, the competitive edge as far as making points is concerned ain't too high for Warren Fitzgerald, although their record is simply 8-1. River Ridge is 6-2, and they just got in by the skin of their teeth. In that particular area as well, they would have definitely got in somewhere, but, you know, everything ain't always like it should have been. River Ridge will be playing on the road at Harper Woods, who is 7-2. Okay? Now, if you go through the division, I'm going through the District 2 of that particular Division 3, District, Region 4, District 2 now. Okay? And that's Trenton against Gibraltar Carson. That's an understatement game, because that's a pretty doggone good competitive league they play in there. So we'll see what happens from there. And Riverview, 9-0 at Allen Park. Riverview is 9-0, boys and girls. They're playing at Allen Park, who is 7-2. So again, the point system means a whole heck of a lot this year. And gives the edge to some teams who ordinarily would not have it when it comes down to their win and loss record. Now, I looked at another division, Division 6, Region 4, where the point spread is a lot less, okay, because of the competency of the football teams that play in those lower divisions. This is Division 6, Clinton Township, Clintondale. It's 5-4. Versus Warren Michigan Collegiate, who had 49 points versus the 40 points of Clintondale Township there. Almouth with 42 points, and Clawson, which also 44 points. Clawson 7-2, Almouth is 5-4. Two 5-4 teams are playing in Division 1 of Region 4, Division 6. Now, Division 2, on the other hand, Oh, boy. Detroit Pershing had 34.778 points versus Detroit Southeastern, who had 44.736. They play against, they will win, the winner of that game, by the way, will shoot a loop against Detroit Edison, who is 6-3 with 36.125 points. At Ecorse, who is 6-3 as well, but has 39.736 points. And you see my drift here, boys and girls. They're looking at competency of your schedule. And a lot of these teams are getting in by the chinny-chin-chin. I did see some 3-4 teams get in, but however, they play very competitive teams, and most likely in Division I and Division II, and thus gives them extra points when they played in their particular league play. Well, maybe the points are not so plentiful, and also the division point spread is not so higher. Now, for your information, the district finals for 11 players and the regional finals for 8 players will follow during the week of November the 5th and 6th. And the weekend of 12 and 13 will have the regional finals in the 11-player deal. So don't get all messed up there. The district finals for the 11 players is November 5 and 6th. Now, the regional finals is 5-6 as well for 8 players. Now, for the regional finals for 11 players and the 8-player semifinals, they'll be playing Region 1 and Region 2, the winner of Region 3 and Region 4 on the sites of higher-ranking teams. Those games going to be on, again, November 12th and 13th. The semifinal games in the 11-player playoffs will be on November 19th and 20th. The pairs of Region 1 and Region 2, and the winner of Region 3 and Region 4, they'll be assigned a 11-player semifinal neutral site. So we won't know, again, of that particular until they get to that point. We're talking about the 11 players when it comes down to semifinals. The time and the neutral site where they'll be playing. Now, I will tell you right now, the tickets are on sale. All final tickets will be sold online via GoFans, okay? And it's cashless and contactless purchase for that process there. For the 11-player tickets to the district semifinals and the district finals will cost $7.30. The regional finals will cost $9.40. And the ticket for the semifinals will cost $10.45. For the 8-player tickets, regional semifinals are $7.30. Regional finals are $9.40. And the semifinals will be $10.45. And, of course, I hate to tell you, when you get to Ford Field, you'll be paying at least $20 for your goodies there. $20. Well, that's all I can tell you. $20. And I'm not including your parking. So go with a bunch of friends. And stay safe, of course. Stay very safe. That's all the time I have for today for Butcher on Sports here. Butcher on Sports is always on Facebook. Go to Facebook for Butcher on Sports, or the home spot for Butcher on Sports is at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. You can also go to the GameSportsShow.Podbean.com and get the goodies right there. And when you find not only my show, but other shows of the Game Sports Show's notorieties and goodies and stuff like that there on that particular site. Spotify, Apple, and all the other listening devices, they do have it available as well. And don't forget tomorrow, 6 to 8 o'clock, yes, the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, myself, Dave McKay, a lot of friends, and I think Brother Watson's going to be a special guest on there tomorrow. So that should be some fun and frolics, and then some, okay? So, hey, have a very safe and maybe keep dry wherever you are in the state of Michigan or around the world, including the United States of America and Canada, of course. Hey, keep warm, keep cozy. Hey, check on me on Wednesday. We'll talk some stuff there, okay? Have a great evening.